Well, it goes to a philosophical question is about how we view immigrants. If you view immigrants as harming the United States or taking jobs away from U.S. workers, then this kind of proposed rule that would limit public benefits is right up your alley. But if you think immigrants benefit the United States, both economically, as many major studies have shown, and culturally, and that we do have an obligation to help people fleeing war-torn countries, then restricting their access to public benefits in such a broad way that this rule would do seems to be an overreach.
How soon could this happen? Any idea?
Yes, it's not going to happen anytime soon. The government is doing this through a rule that will come out first as a proposal, and then they will allow the public to comment on it, and then they'll look at the public comments, and then they'll take their time to publish a final rule. And I suspect that if they go through with this or some modification of the rule eventually as a final rule in a year or so, there will immediately be some organizations that challenge it in court. So I think that even without the rule taking effect, however, it will have a chilling effect on immigrants who are worried that even though they may be able to take advantage of certain public benefits now, like the low-income home energy assistance program, they worry that maybe they should not do it because under the new rule, they would be barred from doing so. So I think it will have a chilling effect on immigrants who are now eligible for certain programs but feel they should not participate in them in case this rule does take effect.
How would the public be able to comment about this? And, you know, with this administration, do you think that there would be, you know, a real good effort to get a broad representation of public comments?
Well, immigration is controversial, and I'm sure there'll be thousands of comments on this rule when it does come out in the Federal Register. And people will indicate what they like about the rule and what they dislike about the rule, and then the agency will have to take those comments into consideration before it publishes a final rule. So people should definitely comment when this rule comes out. The rule is at the Office of Management and Budget now, so it could come out as a proposal in the next month or so.
And would people go to a website or get out and protest? How do they do this?
They could do it in a variety of ways. The technical way to do it would be to go to federalregister.gov, where they can find the rule and also be able to submit their comments. They can also write their member of Congress to say that they like or oppose the rule. And although Congress does not have a direct role in this particular rule, members of Congress can certainly hear from their constituents and pass those comments on to the Department of Homeland Security.